The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
No rock wars today. We're a guest-heavy show. Frank Caliendo sitting in with us all day long doing wonderful
Still?
Things. People really enjoy the impression games.
Yeah.
I like doing them sometimes, but I also understand, because you and I have talked about it, how annoying impressions are to an impressionist.
It just gets
because people ask you to do them. I think you want to do them on your terms, right?
The most difficult thing is nobody ever asks you, like, how are you? They're like, what new voice are you doing?
That's true.
And I just go, my own.
Yeah, or they'll say
I'm working
like,
on me.
Do an impression of someone no one does an impression. They think it's right. I was at that Kurt Warner charity thing, and there was a guy sitting there who, because Frank and I, there's Jimmy, I'll tell you, this is a great story. Jimmy Wissman is here as well. We'll get to that in a second. You just keep quiet.
All right.
Frank and I had he helped with the Kurt Warner charity that happened back.
Made
then.
It better.
So you did. You made it a lot better. So we did a bunch of vocal things, voices to introduce.
Vocal voices.
But a voice work for Shane Doan's Big Night.
And we did some face stuff.
We did
too.
Face things.
We didn't use that. We didn't do that.
But to tell people how it happened,
we actually did do it under a blanket.
We did it under a blanket.
We did the voice work.
We went to Frank's house. Oh, I did, because Frank won't leave his house normally.
I don't want to.
Drove all the way over to Frank's house.
I came here this morning, still mad.
But
I haven't got.
You were doing me a favor. We're doing all this stuff for Kurt Warner.
Wissman.
I'm doing you a favor.
Wissman.
Today. Stop saying that. So,
Wissman.
So we get into his house and we're recording and there's
Wissman?
Too much echo. Nope, don't do that. There's too much echo. So Frank's like, we could do it under a blanket. So the two grown men.
How do you
men,
think I'm in my wife?
Two grown
Wissman?
Men. Yeah,
Wissman?
But it was different. Two grown men sitting under a blanket in Frank's living room.
With a flashlight.
Do we have
a flashlight?
John Gruden and Chris Berman.
And then we turned
together.
The phone on.
We had the phone on so we could see
each other and see why. What was that? Was that you bumping in the mirror, me bumping into you?
And at the end of it, we both said, this was awful. There's no way they're using any of it. The next day, I get a call.
It was incredible. It's maybe the most amazing things ever. I can't thank you guys enough for that.
I'm like, wow. Well, we couldn't have been more disappointed.
That's what the podcast is going to be that we're going to do under the blanket.
Under the blanket with John and Frank. Yeah. Now, speaking of podcasts, that's why Jimmy Wissman is here. Jimmy is
Wissman. Wiesman? Is that how you say it?
It's all of those, yeah.
Is it Wiesman?
It's however Hitlerish way you want to do it.
Heidelweiss?
Yes.
But Jimmy does a podcast with a guy who's not here.
Right.
Who it doesn't work and
he's,
can't make
he's
it.
Always too busy.
He's the important one.
Too busy to promote the
too
show?
Too busy doing what?
The man has he has no job. He's got a wife. He's got kids.
So and that's
a job.
And then he's got these goddamn podcasts.
You have
and
all
these
of
things
this
are
too.
So important.
You have all of this.
Yes.
And
yeah.
you're here.
Yeah.
Well,
and
you have
right,
a job.
So that's like Jeff Dunham showing up without the puppets.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrot Top's trunks are here.
Anybody know how to work this patch?
Has anybody got a key?
Glad you guys take this seriously.
Jeez.
I mean, I got to tell you, O'Reilly, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, Billy,
James
you're not
going to
believe
on.
What's going on. This guy does a podcast, makes gajillion dollars.
James at home working on his walking.
It's just his truck, Billy. It's just his truck.
This is like Agnon Khashoggi sitting in the living room enjoying popcorn. I don't even know what this prop is, Billy. Is it the back one? I don't know.
It's like Maude and Circus
this
of the Stars back in 72.
Got Waylon Flowers and Madam in here.
Holy gefilte fish, Batman.
Anyway.
Over-energized Dennis Miller.
Yeah, I love
it.
Well, it's every time he gets excited on the O'Reilly Factor years ago, like, and that sound that way.
Are coming out of my mouth right now. I'm looking at Frank Lutz and he's upside down, backwards.
Sweet Christ.
Anyway, this happens. When
tell us about the podcast.
So your podcast is here and we're proud of you, Jimmy. You were
one of our
judges last year for the MILF contest.
Yeah.
Maybe
thank you.
The last MILF contest
really?
Ever.
Really?
Yep.
Tell me why.
Hashtag me too. It's gotten crazy and we're getting
hashtag
letters.
Hashtag we didn't do it.
Hashtag we're not doing it again. Hashtag it ain't
not
worth
it.
It.
Not
hashtag bitches it ain't
letters?
Worth it.
What do you say we
not
do?
Letters.
What do you say we do Father's Day?
That's what we're going to do.
There
so
you
we're
go.
Going to turn it into, because dudes are cooler than chicks when it comes to stuff.
Sometimes.
So we're done with it.
Yeah.
We're just, yeah. So we'll talk about
really
that later.
Get, that's...
It's just this whole culture around business is like, do we dare bring this into a business?
Right.
And because it's, you know, maybe there's some employees are uncomfortable. We don't want to do that. I don't want to make people like that uncomfortable. Yeah. So we're revamping. You may have been one of the last judges, you and Donald Rollins.
I will put that on my resume.
Because the off switch doesn't work on your radio.
Billy, we got to cancel
it. What are we going to do with Baxter?
Horse uncomfortable around horse,
poor
Billy.
Baxter. Baxter's crying right now.
Well, he'll judge something. We'll get some.
He'll judge the Father's Day contest.
Jimmy Wiseman is here.
Yeah. Wiseman.
Anyway, let's get back to this. Jimmy Wiseman.
He doesn't even care. Why do we care?
This is fantastic.
Jimmy's at Stand Up Live this week.
That's
this
right. Party.
Jimmy Petragoli.
Yes.
James Petragoli.
Close enough.
Petragoni.
Petragallo.
But you guys have...
Sloth Love Chuck.
All right.
The Goonies. We did it earlier on the way
in. Let's play the game again.
Hey, you guys. Wiseman.
Stop it. Wiseman. So you,
Wiseman.
We're proud of you because you're a local
you.
Product. You do this thing right here from our building.
We do.
And I talk to you a lot. And the other day, we were texting. I said, are you in town? Something we were talking about. Something. He said, no, I'm in Boston.
Yeah.
Three sold out, four sold out
shows.
Where were you there?
We were Laugh Boston over at the, was that the JW Marriott over there in downtown.
Okay. Cool. And so your podcast is now just, and much to everyone's surprise, your podcast is, which one are you doing here?
We're doing Small Town Murder here at Stand Up Live. We do crime and sports and Small Town Murder on the road, depending on which one is selling at the time.
Right.
And you've been doing it for how long?
We've been podcasting for 2 years with Crime and Sports, where we just did episode 110 that we released yesterday on iTunes, Podcast One, everywhere you find
it. Everywhere. So you and James are two failed local comedians that decided to start recording stuff instead. And it
That's
worked.
That's basically how it works. Yeah.
Well,
James and I, we're regulars at the Improv and Stand Up Live, and the club books us to open for different people, whoever.
They're open for Frank?
No, our acts don't fit with Frank's.
What does that mean?
We don't do impressions, and his crowd will hate me.
Well, he doesn't want impressions.
For sure,
he would
never
want an
impression.
It's like being the second ventriloquist.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, this guy did puppet work. I do puppet work, too.
But I'm going to call my wife horrible names, and your crowd will hate me.
Yeah, that's Frank's very PG.
Yeah.
Actually, more G-rated.
Right.
Is there a level below G?
Well, we did a thing in
three
the podcast.
Three and up for crowds. Three
Frank,
and up.
No, we're
my
interested.
Kids are old enough that I could change it.
We're interested in you as a podcaster. Yeah. Because, and people listening would like to. Mm-hmm. You didn't. I mean, you did this obviously to try to get success, but
of course,
look at what happened.
It's
and
bananas.
It's blown up. We have a desk down front there.
Yeah.
And behind it is all. There's boxes everywhere. And it's
every
just a
week.
Piece of paper that says crime and sports.
Right.
Right.
What's funny is you're a podcaster, which you would think would be internet friendly, and yet people are sending you regular mail.
Yeah, they mail things to you, but it's a pile of mail from all
bananas.
Over the place.
Yeah.
You guys are
all over the
blown
world.
Up.
Not just here in the United States.
The
we
world.
Get stuff from we have a stamp from North Korea. I have North Korean money. People send me all kinds of banana stuff.
What if they asked you to do Pyongyang? Would you go?
I don't know.
I think you should.
I may
not come back.
My son had lunch with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, we've heard about that. It's just he went to school with a Chinese kid, and he got really confused. But so what is the
same
podcast about? What is Crime and
Sports? So Crime and Sports, we cover criminal athletes. I could give you 100 of them that you've
do
never
it.
Heard of.
Do it. I dare you. 100. Go.
Or who wanted to kick your ass? Somebody
you could,
wanted to kick
you
your ass.
You could do it, Wiseman. Do it.
We covered Riddick Bowe, and then
That's
I followed
right.
him on Twitter, and the day that we released the episode.
What was his crime?
He hits me on Twitter. Hits me on Twitter.
Yeah. Riddick Bowe and you are tweet together?
I don't know. It's
so
really weird.
His crime, he actually kidnapped his family at knife point and then stabbed his
Wait
wife in the chest.
Maybe I should unfriend
him. Yeah, you should definitely unfollow him.
Look, yo, Big FC,
yes.
I'm helping
yes.
out with my man the champ.
That's the one.
Bisping's company, they called Playline on Twitter.
Yeah.
Give them
Keep
a
going.
Follow and support the man. That's what up, Bo.
So,
yo, partner, you want make $1,000? You ain't got do nothing, Bo.
These tweets directly to you?
He inboxes them, direct messages them.
Yeah.
So I followed him on Twitter after we released the episode, and I got that direct message sent back to me, but it was, hey, you want a piece of the champ, you ain't nothing, and then just curse-laden DM.
He wanted to beat you up.
That's what I thought, so I was like, oh my God, Riddick Bowe heard the episode and he's furious. And then the very next tweet was, sign up to play fantasy football with me, and that's where his life is today. He's scouting Frank Caliendo on Twitter to play fantasy football for a kickback for him signing up. That's what it is. And then, if that's not far enough from undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, I mean, with an asterisk, because he boxed when Tyson wasn't.
Yeah,
Tyson
but still,
was
Holyfield would handle Tyson
that's
at the time
true.
In the best
that's
three
true.
Fights of the 90s but
right,
were,
so
yes, other than Warden.
So he was that, hundreds of millions of dollars,
wow.
to he just started a GoFundMe to pay his rent. That's where. No that's how far kidding. He's fallen.
Unbelievable.
And it's
and he wanted to beat you up.
Oh, I thought so.
So yeah, but it he wanted out to beat me up.
Right. On
fantasy football.
On fantasy football.
So
right.
The show base. So Crime and Sports basically just finds a crime, right. A criminal sports figure that right. You know, and then dives deep into the story.
Yeah, and we do it. We research them from birth to present day, yeah. Whether it's death, incarceration, or they're back on the street to revive.
Because I find the Marvin Harrison.
For that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He definitely went to jail.
I remember him going to jail. I remember him. Marvin Harrison's the most impressive crime in sports history because it just got forgotten, and I think he had to
retire from football. We haven't even covered it yet. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why he retired.
Pretty sure the NFL said Marvin go away.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he make the Hall of Fame, though, still?
Yeah, yeah.
He still did.
But I think it's because they buried it well enough by not – they just
it's still a banana story.
He admitted that the gun that was used and forensically found to be the murder weapon was never out of his possession. He didn't kill anybody because that gun has never been out of my possession.
Yeah.
But we just tested it. It fired the deadly bullet. Well, it's been with me the whole time. And they're like, Marvin, do you realize what you're saying?
You that gun
was
easy.
The day of the crime, that gun was with me. That's the murder weapon, Marvin. We're clear here, right? And it's fascinating. So I'm anxious to hear
There's so many stories like that where they just say unbelievable things that you'd never know. Like, especially some of them even give themselves self-proclaimed nicknames that are just out of
like
out
the
of,
murderer.
Like Gorilla Pimp. That's one guy's nickname.
Who's that?
I think it's Fly Williams. Is it Fly Williams?
I don't know who Fly Williams.
Sly
is.
Williams. I think it's Fly Williams. He also had aggressively nasty anal warts. That is what
is that true?
His own
you guys do good
his
research.
Own claim. Yeah. James
how are you getting some of this research?
Yeah. James researches 30 hours a week.
Truly in depth.
That's pretty incredible, right?
I would stop at he has genital warts on Wikipedia. Right. But aggressively nasty
anal warts.
That's pretty impressive.
He
research.
Actually didn't want to sit on the bench because of them. It's pretty fascinating. That's what they are. That's the stories that we find. We find unbelievable stories that you wouldn't you can't just read Wikipedia
so he sits
and get
on
a
donut.
Right.
All right. So a gorilla pimp, according to Urban Dictionary, is someone that pimps hoes through brute force.
There you go.
Uses excessive head twisting and arm breaking as opposed to proper pimping through fitness, not force.
Which is basically what he does. And then there was another one that called himself the vampire gigolo. Which is a pretty fascinating.
That's a good one.
It's actually,
what's he do?
He's a vampire and he's a gigolo. Weird, right?
This guy's really got creative names.
Yeah, he really went after.
And he actually—I don't think he was actually an athlete. I think he was just somebody that was a behind-the-scenes character in the story who ended up. I think he's dead anyway.
Okay, so small town murder is the other one that you do, and that just focuses on little tiny towns in America that have terrible.
Not even
murder
just America;
plots.
It's all over the world.
Yeah. And but there's murder stories in every city.
It's bananas.
How do you get this idea? What makes you go? We're gonna.
James is not here right now thinking of another idea. That's
he's
what happens.
Honest.
He's always just busy thinking of something to podcast
so
about.
So let's just steal James.
Right. Yeah.
How much does James cost? Because Frank and I have been looking to do a podcast together for a long time.
Wisman's
we had to stop because of his aggressively nasty
anal warts.
Which he learned about underneath the blanket.
Right.
I didn't know we were pantsless. But yeah, so it's great. So Sunday night, well, how do I get involved? How do I get tickets?
So small town murder, we cover these small towns that have a horrible murder, but it's not just
say,
the
it's
murder.
Be a murder.
It's good call.
It qualifies.
But it's something that has just an extra added layer to it. Like we did one in Phillips, Oklahoma, where the murderer's defense in court was that the jury just doesn't understand poor white trash culture. And they submitted paperwork to a judge. A judge had to read that with capital letters, poor white trash culture, over and over
again.
Him
to kill.
Which caused him to murder his sister and her 11-year-old daughter after he raped her.
But
because
that's
it was short.
What?
Yeah. It's unbelievable stories like that. And they happen all over the world.
No, yeah, that's crazy.
It's not just in America.
No.
It's not just an American problem anymore, Frank. Murder is spread. So what's one that stands out that you've done other than that that you're like?
There was also Baraboo, Wisconsin, where a 17-year-old kid was kidnapping and breaking the bones of other children, and then he would keep them and break them over and over and over again until one of the kid's legs who survived the leg and the foot weren't even connected. You could spin it like a loaf of bread. Like
he kept hobbling people.
Yeah, worse.
Side story: Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
home of the Great Circus Parade.
Yeah. That is true.
Barnum and Bailey.
That's 100% true.
How do you think you get some of these people?
Yeah.
Well, finally, a fact I know that fits in.
That's true. And we talked about that in the show as well.
That's why I don't watch movies. I'm following Great Circus Parade and the Bread Baraboo. Spinning Leg.
Let's get the Baraboo, Billy.
I'm spending the Eddie Keen making lampshades out of my friend Chucky.
You would call him Eddie Keen, too.
All right.
Eddie Keen, just like the Shaq Eddie Keen did all this work.
You cover the murders or all around the world. Will you cover murders?
Struggled with the
murders of fish.
Murders in space.
I thought you guys were joking about how he ruins words. It's not. It's for real.
It is. Oh, it's for real.
He murders the English dictionary. That's what he does.
He should do a podcast on murdering the language. Small town murder in the language.
Very funny line right there.
I missed it. What did he say?
He said he murders the English language.
Oh, yeah.
That tied in really good.
Brilliant. It was brilliant.
Really good.
If you want to see it, at Murder Small.
Yeah, that's on Twitter. Okay. And you can find us, Small Town Pod, on Facebook. And then go to standuplive.com and get tickets for Sunday night. I think they're $20. It's not even that crazy expensive. We're almost sold out, though, which is really amazing. And we're really blown away by the support that it's really gaining.
Great.
It's fun.
Well, you've always been – I've always liked you.
You've
always been hilarious. And
it's a lot of fun, too.
The night we hung out with John Lovitz. Live with me forever.
What was that? What happened?
He opened for Lovitz. Yeah. And I – Lovitz – he was part of our MILF contest one year.
Lovitz is going to be part of a small town murder.
He's been part of several.
I'm sure of it. Good.
Talk about Ed Gein. But, yeah, so Lovitz kind of like
– You'd look good as a lampshade.
He sees me in the front row, and he starts talking about being on the show. It's like 25 minutes of his act.
Yeah.
So was that that was the first time. And he comes over. My mom was with me. And he comes by and he leans over at the end of the show and he goes, "It was better because you were here." And I'm like, "Thanks." He goes, I'm not kidding. I tried harder. And he left. And then I'm leaving and he's standing in the door and he gives me the, "Come here."
Yeah.
So we walked into the green room and he did an hour and a half of characters for just me in a corner while everybody else just milled around and ate. And then so the next time he said, "Are you coming to the show?" And I felt bad. So I'm like, sure. He goes, "Let's grab dinner." So after the show, Wisman, me, Megan, my buddy Colin, and John Lovitz sit in side copper blues in the corner while he just continues to shrink and shrink and shrink. And then goes, "Holly Holm beat Ronda Rousey." All right. And then anybody that tried to talk to him, you were trying to be so nice.
I was trying so hard at keeping people away because people are just standing there like – I can't imagine being that famous for that long.
He's scared of the public.
Yeah.
And it is
I think he's
palpable.
Scared of Earth.
it's palpable.
The rotation's blind. You know, we're spinning.
It was weird. Yeah. And we just sat there like, how do we get out of this? We can't leave the puppy behind. He'll get killed.
He has Jerry with him all the time.
Yeah. And he's got his little dog with him. So, yeah. So I've always thought you were hilarious and stuff. So this is great that it's happening for
Thank you.
And it's Sunday night, 480-719-6100 at Stand Up Live if you want to go. StandUpLive.com. Shut up and give me murder.com.
That's the tour.
Now, can people give you ideas? Like, there's a murder.
Oh, yeah, we love them. We love getting suggestions.
Murder ideas. Yeah, email your murder ideas to
crimeandsports@gmail.com.
Even if it hasn't happened yet.
As a murderer,
even if you're planning it. Yeah.
Has a murderer contacted you about something?
Matter of fact, we covered Mandy Maloon, who's a Olympic Taekwondo champion.
Okay.
And she went off the rails because there's a lot of abuse in her past from the Olympic committee. Not the committee, but the coach.
And stuff.
For real. It's serious. So she went off the rails afterwards because she was screaming about how she was a victim and nobody wanted to listen to her. So as she moved away from the sport, she went even crazier, like got in barroom fights, would be drinking and like kicking dudes in the face. Exactly. And then so she went to jail a bunch. And then she emailed us just 2 days ago because she just got out of prison in January.
You're never as a guest.
We have to. Yeah. She's fantastic. She's so funny and so nice.
Don't cross her.
No.
Piss her off.
Not like in studio. She can call in for
Skype,
sure.
Right. Skype her in. Yeah. Well, she's, that's awesome.
Stuff that we're getting now. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
There you go. Jimmy, you it's a shame James couldn't be here too.
Where
is James again?
Probably at home researching, figuring out new podcasts. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He knew about this.
Yeah, he for sure knew.
And he just said, "I'm going to research and stuff."
he was in when we originally said 8:30.
Right.
Well, this was the day that like everybody could come.
Right. Well,
douche.
Except for James.
You podcasters are not trustworthy.
Yeah.
I am, goddammit.
This is why your stand-up career failed. Nobody could come. Nobody knew you guys were going to show up.
Are you still going to do the heat stroke open, or are you
too big? Is it August? I'll be there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. You're like the third Sklar brother.
Right.
Me too. People don't know they're triplets.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, man. Pleasure. I appreciate it.
Crime and Sports, and of course, Small Town Murder, yeah, are the podcasts if you want to grab them. They're good. They're fun to listen to. I've only heard one. I'm going to be honest. I've only heard one.
Then you go, it's fun to listen.
It was fun to listen. I'm not doing it on a rig.
So did you listen to the whole thing?
I did. And I don't listen to podcasts, but because it's Jimmy, and we had talked earlier that week about your other idea, and I was curious about what you did, so I listened to it.
Thank you.
It was a really good one.
I appreciate it. And my lunch was delicious.
It was
it was about that guy.
It was great because it was Adam Carolla and his whole crew, and they did a whole hour on the podcast.
Fantastic. You were so lucky.
I was surprised.
Well, I was
just listened to Adam Carolla's podcast. I'm sorry. I mistook that whole thing. I apologize.
That was it.
No, it was fun. It was good. I listened to the Small Town Murder
one. Oh, that's nice.
That was good.
I like that.
So there you go. Jimmy, thanks for coming in. Jimmy Lisman and his non-existent partner, James Petragulli. Close?
Close enough. Spatula.
Which is Petragulli. Petragulli. As always. Frank, any last questions for Jimmy?
No, I'm good.
All right. That'll do it. It's 98 KUPD.
Station identification. KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.